he gave you a ring. Is that correct?
Wedding bells weren't in their future.
So you met him in February, and in March he needed money.
Yes.
But
ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Alarm bells were ringing loudly.
You purchased a car for him. For how much?
$11,500.
When did she take the car back?
2 days later.
Did you know why?
Yeah, because she was a female.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Karen Froelich is suing her former fiancé, Kenneth Pleasant, for unpaid loans, a car restocking fee, and punitive damages for fraud.
Order. All rise.
Case number 50 on the calendar in the matter of Froelich versus Pleasant.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Ms. Froelich, you met the defendant online.
I did.
And you began dating, and according to you, things progressed very quickly. He gave you a ring. Is that correct?
He gave me the ring a bit later, right.
When?
The night that I went to repossess the car.
He gave you a ring?
Yeah.
That night?
Yes, he did. To show that he still loved me.
Okay, forget the rest. There came a time when the two of you discussed moving.
Yes.
Sir.
According to you, you paid certain expenses for that move because you were planning on moving in together. Am I reading that right? Or am I not reading it right?
The expenses were things that he made up at the time. I didn't know he was making it up.
When did you and Mr. Pleasant start dating, month and year?
It was February 26, 2018.
And when was it that you gave him the first sum of money?
It was March 22nd, which was the day after he pinned me down to find out when we would get married. He wanted to know when.
So you met him in February, and in March he needed money?
Yes.
Okay. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. That's a bell. How much money did he need, and for what?
The first amount of money was $3,500. Which I gave him because he said to move to Diablo to get out of the apartment he was in. He had already had a 9-month lease on it left. I have the paperwork here, Your Honor, of his showing me how much he needed to get out of his apartment rent.
May I see?
And so that was the first $3,500.
Okay, so the first amount of money that he needed was to get out of his lease so that the two of you could move in together in another city.
Right.
And he needed $3,500. Did you, in fact, give him the $3,500?
I did.
Did you give it to him in check or cash?
It was cash.
Do you have a showing to me where you took the $3,500 from? The answer is either yes or no.
Yes.
Show me. Where did you take, in March, the $3,500 from?
Well, okay, I don't have exact.
Fine. So $3,500 gone.
Pardon me?
Gone.
Oh,
I'm telling you, the $3,500 is gone. Because you need proof.
We're talking about some.
Don't give me all that paperwork.
Okay.
I don't want to look at all that paperwork.
Okay.
Either you wrote him a check for $3,500 to his apartment complex, or you gave him cash of $3,500. You said it was cash. Nobody has $3,500 in cash laying under their mattress. So you have to show me when in March you took out $3,500 to give him from a savings account, from a checking account. Don't give me a whole bunch of papers. I don't want to see a whole bunch of papers. I want you to show me from a bank account where you took out $3,500.
I did not have to withdraw money. I do keep money at home in cash.
I'm telling you, he says you didn't give him any money. You can't prove to me that you did. He says he never received it. Do you have any communication from him?
I do.
Don't show me a whole bunch of papers. I don't want to see a whole bunch of papers.
Okay.
I'm not reading your life story. All I want to see is an acknowledgement from him that he received from you $3,500. That's all. Fine. You purchased a car. This isn't about the $3,500. No, this is about a car that you purchased for him. For how much?
$11,500.
And you repossessed that car.
I did.
And they gave you money back, but you were charged a restocking fee.
That's correct.
Show me. This doesn't say he owes you $3,500.
It was the lump sum, Your Honor.
This doesn't say he owes you $3,500, and I can't tell what it's for, because all of this has to do with a car. Let's go. All I want to see is the restocking fee for the car. What are you showing me?
In the back there are the receipts that I paid for the car.
That's your problem. You were moving in with him. I want to know how much money, forget this $3,500 that you have no proof of. You bought the car in what month?
It was March 24th.
Well, Ms. Frohlich, weren't you getting the drift of him?
No,
I wasn't.
You met
him in February. March, he needs all kind of money. He doesn't have a car. You go out, you put the car on your credit card. Is that what you did?
No. Yes. Yes.
What, yes or no?
Yes.
What credit card?
I had four different credit cards I had to put it on.
Ms. Frohlich, I'm going to ask you the following question. I want you to tell me the circumstances surrounding you purchasing this car in your name and allowing him to drive it.
The first meeting we had, he told me he had been scammed by a woman.
Now listen to me.
All right.
Got the wrong program. I want to know how it came about the car was purchased. And if you can't articulate it to me, I'll have Mr. Pleasant articulate it to me.
I can tell you.
Fine.
He told me his electric went out in his car and he needed $1,000 to fix that. The next morning, he came back to me after breakfast and said, oh my gosh, now the car won't, his car won't start at all, and he's gonna need a new car because he had to go on his deep sea diving for Chevron the following day, which he was gonna get $15,000 for. So he said, since we're buying a $1 million home together, he was gonna buy it. And Your Honor, I have
okay,
paperwork.
Okay, so he told you, uncross your arms. He told you he pre-qualified for a loan, so he was buying
yes.
a house that you were gonna go
it was supposed to be
together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he said he needed a new car.
Yeah. And he said, I can't have any more debt to income ratio.
Okay.
So he said, could you put it on your credit cards?
And you said, okay.
And he said, I will pay you back the next day because I'm going on a deep sea diving, which, Your Honor, he does not deep sea dive.
This was on March 24th?
Yes. He's not a diver.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mr. Pleasant, I want you to tell me your version of how Ms. Frohlich put the car on her credit card that was for you to drive.
It leads up to the story that was told in the beginning. We met.
No, I don't want to hear when you met. You met in February. In
right.
March, all of a sudden, you had terrible financial problems.
Mm.
Now, I want you to tell me about the car.
Okay,
just
what led up to the car situation is that I worked for the city of Seattle for SDOT. They transferred me up to Diablo, which she just mentioned, which is a rugged terrain area up in a mountain. Employees have to live up there. I asked her if she wanted to go with me. She said she wouldn't go unless she was married. Okay, because it was
Listen
far away
me.
From her family.
Could
okay.
Could we please get to the car?
Bottom line is...
Not bottom line. Get to the car. She just told me a story. Look at my face. She said, you came in after breakfast and you said to her, my car won't start and I can't have any more debt because we're buying this house in Diablo together. Could you put it on your credit card? That's the story Ms. Frohlich told me. Now, I want to hear your version of how you got this car because you have a counterclaim for the return of the car.
Okay.
So I want to hear you tell me how you got the car.
Okay, actually, I got the car because the car...
Not because.
My car went down.
Fine.
This is the car that...
Your car went down. And
okay.
Where were you when your car went down?
At her house, matter of fact.
Okay, so you were at her house and you came inside and said, my car is dead.
Yes.
Pick it up from there.
Okay, from there, we talked about the fact that we needed a reliable car going up to Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because it's a rugged terrain.
Mm-hmm.
The car that she has definitely wouldn't do it because it's one of these long, small little box cars. So I said, we need to figure out how I need to get this car fixed or whatever the case may be.
Who said?
We both were talking.
No, you said we have to figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said.
Ain't no question. I did say that.
Okay. We have to figure out how to get my car fixed.
That's right.
Okay. She had a car.
Yeah.
Okay, good. And now we have to figure out how to get my car fixed. And next.
So we sat there and talked about it. She said, I will give you a loan. She said, what kind of a car do you think you want? What range do you think it would be in? I said, about $6,000, because I wanted a truck, okay? And she says, okay,
walked away out of her house that night with thinking that she's going to give me $6,000 to go get a car. Got to my house, no more about maybe about 4 or 5 hours later, I received a phone call saying that instead of me giving you $6,000, I have these credit cards that I can put it on the credit cards and you can make payments on this car. I said, fine. Next morning, went back over to her house, got in her car, she driving, and we went looking for cars.
Okay.
Went down to the place where we bought the car, went into the place, found the car, two gentlemen in there.
Okay, okay,
I need to add this, Judge Judy, I really do. The two gentlemen there clearly made it clear because of the area
Listen to me. Don't tell me what the two gentlemen in the place made it clear. That's hearsay and inadmissible.
Okay.
All I want to know...
They asked her.
Listen to me carefully. Not they asked her, not they said to her, not they told her. That's all hearsay. Unless you have them here as a witness, then I can hear them.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Don't try to sneak it in. I don't want to hear it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She came to my house with police, knocking on my door, banging and everything, because she felt like there was another female in there.
Was there?
Okay. Absolutely there was. But she didn't know what female there was.
Okay.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Karen Froelich says her former fiancé, Kenneth Pleasant, defrauded her regarding loans and a car. Kenneth is countersuing for the return of the car.
Okay, so you got the car.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh, would be a yes.
Yes.
And you took it home.
Yes.
That was in March.
Right.
Now, you had the car in April, right?
No.
When did she take the car back?
2 days later.
And she took the car back 2 days later.
Yeah, with the police.
Did you know why?
Yeah.
Tell me what your supposition is as to why, after she went and spent this money on her credit cards for the car, why she took it back 2 days later.
Because she was a female.
She's what?
So a female seen another female.
She came to your house. Just a second.
She came to my house with police, knocking on my door, banging and everything, because she felt like there was another female in there.
Was there?
Okay. Absolutely there was. But she didn't know what female there was.
Okay. Okay. So that's why she came, she took the car back, because there was, you had another woman in your house.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. The theory of your case, Ms. Froelich, is grounded in fraud.
Yes.
Because what you are alleging is that you made this purchase of a car based on the fact that Mr. Pleasant told you that you were moving together to Diablo into a house that he was buying for the two of you from this job that he had. And when you tried to reach him through this job, you found out that it wasn't the job that he had told you about, that he had, according to you, a janitorial position part-time, or not full-time.
That's not true.
That's what you... I'm telling you that
and
that's...
And she know that ain't true.
Just a second. Mr. Pleasant.
Okay.
So here's my question to you. You were moving to Diablo.
Right.
From where?
From my apartment.
How far is that away?
3.5 hours, 4 hours.
And you were moving why?
Because I had gotten hired to go up to the hydro plant to work up there.
As what?
Maintenance labor up there.
Maintenance?
Okay. Yes.
Did you tell Ms. Froelich that you had pre-qualified for a mortgage in Diablo?
No. There's no house to be purchased
No. I didn't ask whether there is a house. I said, did you tell her?
No, there's no way I could have told her that.
May I see your proof?
You're going to... Part of the fraud that he committed?
Just a second.
The fraud I committed?
Shh.
Okay.
Just a second. Did he give you the name of this new property listings, Windmere Realty?
As I was saying, part of the fraud that he was doing, he was actually sending me those.
I see that.
Yeah.
I mean, I see, but I'm asking you, where did you get the name to Windmere?
All right.
Who was Windmere?
He supposedly is a realtor, but when I called...
Who's the realtor you went out with?
No, it isn't.
Who's the realtor that you went out with?
Sir.
Are you lying?
Sir.
No, you lying.
Address
now.
The judge.
Okay, the realtor, she went out with them people, okay? She's lying. She's riding with the people.
That's not true. You're...
She up there talking to the people.
Is what you're suggesting to me, Mr. Pleasant, that she didn't... All I'm interested in is the car. And what I want to try to figure out is if, in fact, she just got duped by you, that's one thing, into the car. You're not getting the car back, so I want you to just cross that right out of your mind. She did not make you a gift of this car, so your counterclaim's dismissed. Do you understand?
Fine.
You're not getting the car back.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I told you before, I don't want to look through all your papers. I just want to see that you gave them back the car and they charged you with $2,000 restocking fee. I don't care what you say to me. I want to see it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Karen Froelich claims former fiancé Kenneth Pleasant committed fraud regarding loans and a car.
Now, the question is, she returned the car, and the only damage that she suffered in returning the car was a $2,000 restocking charge, which she's going to take all these papers and just show me that there was a $2,000 restocking fee. Because I told you before, I don't want to look through all your papers. I just want to see that you gave them back the car and they charged you with $2,000 restocking fee. I don't care what you say to me. I want to see it from the company in a piece of paper. I asked you for it before.
Did you see it?
Her kids got the car. Let's be real about it. The kids got the car.
Where's the... Where would you just hand me?
The kids got the car. She's lying.
All the paperwork.
Just, she may be, unless she can prove to me... Listen to me. She gave me a whole bunch of papers. Right. Unless she can show me that she returned the car to where she purchased it, and they took it back, and they charged her a $2,000 restocking charge, I am dismissing her case. Do you understand that, Mr. Pleasant?
Yes.
Great.
And, Your Honor, I did find the paper that says where I got the $3,500 for him. Also, here's the original.
What are you showing me?
The restocking fee.
No. This I see.
Oh.
This doesn't say $3,500.
I received... I had just a few days before he asked me for the first amount of money, I made the mistake of telling him I had finally received a judgment for $2,500 from a case where I paid for a surgery that doctor died beforehand.
You just come throw some lies on me.
What?
You just come throw some lies on me, right?
Listen.
You ain't told me nothing about
that. Mr. Pleasant.
Don't talk to him.
If I were to call this Autoplace, Inc., would they tell me that on April 9th, you paid them $2,000?
Cash. They wouldn't accept a check. They wouldn't accept anything because they said all that he put us through.
Okay.
Now, of him telling me that he owes me?
Now, I'm going to call them.
Pardon me?
I'm going to call them.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
All right, Mr. Pleasant, what makes you think that her children are driving the car?
Because
is not an answer.
I'm just assuming.
No. She returned the car and she was charged a $2,000 restocking fee, which you're responsible for. Judgment for the plaintiff
in
the amount of $2,000. What?
Could you please at least read these few texts?
Sure.
And I want to show you, I do keep money at my home. I shouldn't, but I keep it in envelopes and I put certain things towards certain funds. And it's because he found...
He's just talking about the car. So
no,
am I.
No, Your Honor, it is. You didn't let me explain the cash, $3,500, was to get out of his apartment lease so that we could move to Diablo.
I got it.
And then $1,000 was to repair his car that he said broke down, but it didn't.
Your problem.
And...
He's paying you for the restocking fee, period. I don't see $3,500, actually, Ms. Froelich. I saw $2,500 that was paid to you by a check.
Yes, and I cashed it.
$2,000 is what the restocking fee is that you can prove, because I just confirmed it. The rest of your stuff is a lot of iffy with me.
Okay.
What do you want?
My items, and that was in the car that
she took. Who cares?
Right? Ain't no question. No problem.
Parties are excused, Ms. Tepel.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He said he was a supervisor being moved to manager, and none of that was true.
She feels like there's another woman involved.
I never knew anything about another woman.
I think she's a woman that's certain. She feels like this is one way of her getting back.
They're out there, and they look like nice people, but they're not.
It's time to move on.